Winners of bass fishing tournaments are often subjected to polygraph tests, which are meant to prevent cheating in a sport that now offers cash prizes worth thousands of dollars. David Hill has written about the history of cheating in bass fishing for Grantland, and he joins me now. First, David, briefly tell us how bass fishing tournaments work.
Well, the typical bass tournament is pretty simple. Guys go out on their boats. At a certain time, they fish all day. They come back at the end of the day, and they weigh the fish that they caught. And whoever caught the biggest load of fish wins the prize.
What are the most common ways that people find to cheat?
Basically, keeping a basket of bass hidden somewhere on a lake in advance of the tournament. People will use like a pet taxi or something like that, and they'll fill it up with what they call lunkers, you know, big fish that they've caught, and they keep them stored in these things, like under a dock or something. And then the day of the tournament, they'll go out there and take them out of the basket, put them in their boat like they caught them.
I understand that some people have hatched more complicated plans, because that one sounds simple. Could you tell us the story of one competition from the past year in the UK that involved a 13-pound bass?
It was a small event. I think the first prize was something like $1,500. But the guy won it with this enormous bass, and the guy who came in second just totally by chance recognized the fish because he had been to the local aquarium with his daughter earlier that week, and his daughter had made a comment about some of the markings under the fish's eye, and he noticed those markings on this fish, so he told the judges. The judges called the local aquarium. They checked, and sure enough, they were missing a big old bass. Turned out that the guy who had entered that fish in the tournament was a former employee of the aquarium, and he had gone back and snatched it.
How much money are we talking about in the big tournaments here that people find it worthwhile to cheat?
These days it gets pretty big. I mean, the Bassmaster Classic is kind of the Super Bowl of bass fishing tournaments, and first prize in that tournament is $300,000.
Oh, okay. In 1967, Alabama insurance salesman Ray Scott tried to change the perception of the sport. How did he do that?
Well, he organized what people consider the first modern fishing tournament, and he invited fishermen from all over the country to come and pay $100 to enter what he thought would be sort of the most prestigious bass tournament ever. You know, at the time, what he was really up against, he was competing with trout fishing, which was considered the sort of more esteemed outdoor sport. He was trying to bring some respectability to a sport that I think had been sort of maligned, and he succeeded.
The sport, you write, gained popularity in the 70s and the 80s, and it was during that time that cheating seems to have become more organized. Tell us about Elroy McNeil and his plan.
Well, Elroy McNeil was sort of ringleader of a big cheating syndicate. They took down hundreds of thousands of dollars in a lot of major events during this sort of boom in bass fishing tournaments. And their scheme was that they would haul really big black bass from South Florida in these trucks with aerated water tanks in them. They'd haul them across the country, and then they would give them to fishermen who were entering those events to, you know, pass off as their catches, and then they'd split the money with them. Part of the problem was that the judges eventually were able to identify through the genetics of these fish that they weren't from the local area. And the four sort of ringleaders of the ring, including Elroy McNeil, all got sentenced to 5 years in prison.
What's the situation like today? Are the polygraph tests working? Is the landscape free of cheating these days?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. My personal opinion is that the polygraph thing is kind of silly, but it's still something that I think gives some measure of comfort to the people in these tournaments. They do routinely administer polygraphs to people who win big events. You know, Elroy McNeil and his gang used Valium to beat those tests all the time. They also give out false positives, which I think can cast suspicion on people who don't deserve it. But I don't think that cheating is rampant at the higher levels of the sport, where there are lots of rules and there's a lot of people watching closely. And it may occur more in the smaller sort of weekend events, regional events. There are stories that come out pretty regularly about people being caught trying to cheat. But I don't think that it's something people worry about. Fishing is a tight-knit community. The choice that a lot of people have to make in those events when they're deciding to cheat is, do I like to fish more than I like $500? Because if you get caught cheating, even in a small event, you're not going to fish anymore. You know, and that's what we've seen happen to people who've been caught in events, is that not only do they sometimes have their fishing license taken away from them, the community shuns them. So it's a bigger risk than just sometimes the crime that they're committing.
David Hill is a regular contributor to Grantland, and you can link to his piece, The Weight of Guilt, at onlyagame.org. David, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.